Hello, everyone. We are learning Seches Megillah. Welcome to the Shir. We're learning on Pei Smirz Hashem to finish by Purim. We're holding the bottom of Hey Amud Aleph. We went through yesterday that we had an enigmatic brisa that said Chagiga v'chol zman Chagiga ma'achin. The Chagiga is pushed out and so to the zman of Chagiga. A few pshatim of what that meant. The last pshat we said was that even on Shavuos, where it's only one day, there's a time to bring the Chagiga still for 7 days of Tashlumin. You can bring it after that. That was the Nekuda we ended off. Now we'll go right. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina is the last line on Hey Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Natan Atiyah B'Purim. First he says that Rabbi planted a tree on Purim. We're going to see why that's relevant, why one would and why one wouldn't. Turns the page. Now it continues. Rachatz B'Kronos Shal Tzipor B'Shiva Asar B'Tamuz. He also washed in the open place, and perhaps it means a marketplace, the Shuk. Another pshat that it simply means a stream of water, but simply somewhere people could see him in of Tzipori in that area on the 17th of Tammuz. Ubikish lakra Tisha B'Av, and also he wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av. It sounds like entirely at this point. V'lo holy lo, but the chacham did not agree to him. I'm in front of. I mean, the center in front of Rabbi Elazar is relating this. Is relating this information about Rabbi. Rabbi Abba Bar Zavta. Rabbi Elazar said in front of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi lo kachayim. I said that's not true. About Tisha B'Av, it's not true. He wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av. And the Tisha B'Av shechalios for Shabbos Hav. It was Tisha B'Av that came out on Shabbos. But the chinu, they had pushed off the fast till after Shabbos to the Sunday. But the Rebbe said, hold the nidche yidche. Once it's pushed off, you don't have to do it at all. Now, v'loho du v'chacham, v'chacham did not agree to that. So Karila, Rebbe just said to Rebbe Abba Bar Zav, tov mishnayim in echad. It's good that the two of us were together. You corrected me. I had the wrong shot in the mice. Tosa says over here, that Stam Havamin Shver, how could the Rebbe think to get rid of Tisha B'Av? Says that wasn't Havamin to get rid of entirely at all. That's not what the Gemara was thinking. It was thinking to bring it down from the Chumra that it had over other fasts. Or it means that he wanted to take it out of the ninth and be Koveyad in the tenth, because there are Shitas that said that in the Gemara over there in Tinus, and maybe that would be something to change it to. If it's on Shabbos, he wanted to make it on Sunday, actually have the fast on the 10th, and it should be in the 10th. But the Gemara was never having meaning the Rebbe, and the Peshat in the story, the Rebbe meant he wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av entirely. Seder, that's the first case in the story. Here's the Gemara. The Rebbe, Heichanot and Atiyah B'Purim, how could Rebbe plant a tree on Purim? V'hatanei Rav Yosef, Simcha Mishta V'Yom Tov. The Pasuk in Megillah says three ideas, Simcha Mishta and Yom Tov. Simcha means Malamei Shosrim B'Hespid. Simcha means he can't give a Hespid on Purim. Mishta is Malamei Shosrim B'Tainis. He also can't fast on Purim. V'Yom Tov, what's it mean? Yom Tov in the Megillah? Malamei Shosrim B'Asiyas Malocha. You can't do Malocha. How could Rebbe do Malocha? Ella, say, Rebbe Bar Beiser Havi. Rebbe was a 14th. He kept the 14th. He was somewhere that it was a walled, unwalled city, an open city. The Chinota B'Chameisar, when he planted, was on the 15th. It wasn't Purim for him. Nota, that's when he planted. Any, it's not true of Aha Rebbe Taveri Havi. Rebbe was in Taveria. But Taveria Mekavis Kolimus Rishua Benon. Taveria was certainly walled from the time of Rishua Benon. It certainly is a 15th type of place. Havi, it was. Ella Rebbe Bar Chameisar Havi, Futleran. Rebbe was really a 15th person in Taveria. The Chinasa Bar Beisar Havi. When he planted, it must have been on the 14th. So the Gemara, Mipshitulay, the Taveria Mekavis Kolimus Rishua Benon. Where'd you get so obvious that Taveria was walled from the time of Yeshua? Baha Chizkia, different Tana, Chizkia Karbi Taveria, he read on Taveria Bar Beisar Chameisar on the 14th and the 15th. Masaf Kalei, he had a question. Mekavis Kolimus Rishua Benon, he didn't know whether it had been walled from the time of Yeshua or not. Gemara says the Cheskiah Masafkle. True, the Cheskiah did have a suffix. The Rebbe Pshitale. Rebbe had it pashit. Gemara says the Pshitale Mishari. So what that he had it pashit? Would that make it mutter? Baksiv and Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus says Megillas Tainus was a list of different days they had that you have to not fast or not give hesped on them. It says over there Es Yom Arba Asar Ves Yom Chamisha Asar Yomei Puraya. So the 14th and 15th days of other are Purim days. Inun, they are. To lo misbid v'hon, you can't give a hesped on them. V'amar Rava, and Rava commented on that quote, lo nitzicha alale esra shel zeh b'zeh v'eshel zeh b'zeh. You don't need the Megillas Tainus to tell you those days are Purim. We know that. But the Megillas Tainus means to tell you is whatever is usher on the 14th for people that give the 14th, it's also usher for them to do it on the 15th and vice versa. So too over here we're saying, should have been usher for Rebbe, even if he kept the 15th in Tveria, because the Prussian thing that was a walled city, on the 14th he shouldn't have been able to plant a tree. He should have had to keep the Isurim on both days. They say, Ani Mili Basbit Uvatinus. That is only true. This Megillus Tinus is telling us that you learn out the one din of one day and apply it to the other day by the Isra Hesped in time. Of Malacha, but the Isra Malacha Yom Echad Vesulo. It's only accepted that a person would be Asr Malacha whatever day he has, one day, and that's all. And this is Ani, is that so? Vahal, Rav, Chazio, the Hugava, Rav saw a certain person, the Hava Kashadi Kitna Bapuria. He was planting Pishta and flaxseed on Purim. Mulati, and he cursed him. It didn't grow for him. So you see, he didn't like that a person was doing that. We can't do the malacha. So say back, Hossam, yeah, over there, Bar Yomav. Again, it was his day, but there's not an Isra malacha the next day. Now we have another answer. It seems more simple in all this. Rabbi Reid the Rava Amar, Rabbi the son of Rava says, Afilu Tema, you could even say Biyome. You could even say that on the very day that Rav saw this person planting the seed, he cursed him, and it was on the day that that person's Purim was. And so you could even therefore say, I'm sorry, the Bach here, should look at what the Bach says here, because Biyome doesn't seem to make sense. We said it was Biyome. Afilu Tema Biyome Hava. No, sorry, this is true. So what does it mean that he was on his day? Oh, Rebbe, going back to the story of Rebbe must, not the story of this Rav. That was my mistake. I thought it was going back to Rav. Going back to Rebbe, you could even say he planted this tree that he had planted on his day of Purim. But even so, it's not a problem. Because it says, right, Afilu Tema Biyome, Hesped V'Tainus Kabilu Elayu. They only were Mekabel themselves, Hesped and Tainus, to not do on Purim. Malacha lo kabila layu. They were not makabel themselves in the time of Esther to not do malacha on Purim. To me, Karaksi, even earlier pasuk says that it was simcha mishtav yomtov. This pasuk is said. Ulosof ksi, but at the end, when they were makabel, it doesn't say that. It says, lasos osam to do them. They accepted to do those days. You may mishtav simcha, just mishtav and simcha, which again, it has been in tainus are a problem. Filo yomtov, it doesn't say yomtov, which would be the isr malacha lo ksi. Don't say that. Bela Rav, but then it's a problem. Rav, my time alati lu gaver, why did Rav curse that man? No problem. So say, Devorim Hamutarim Ba'achirim Nogo Vehen Isser Hava. It was things that were mutter, but the people there have been knowing an Isser. And there's such a thing that if you're in a place where there really an action is mutter, but people are knowing an Isser, you're not allowed to go and do that technically mutter thing in front of them. Well, Asher the Rebbe Nogo, in the place of Rebbe, had no problem planting a tree because they weren't knowing such an Isser. Biboy same, or if you want, I could say, well, Olam Nohuk. Maybe by Rebbe they were. Rebbe Natia Shel Simcha. Another answer, Rebbe planted a planting of Simcha Nata. That's what he planted. What's a planting of Simcha? Ketanan, it says in the Mishnah, Avru Elav Lonanu. If there is a drought in Eretz Yisrael, so they are Gozer fasts. If the 13 fasts of the Gozer happened, and whenever Seder it says over the Masechta Tanis they had to do, and they still weren't answered, didn't have rain. So Mamatin, Mamaso, Matan, they have to reduce their business, Bibinin Uvanitia, and their building and their planting. The Erisin Visuin and reduce their, they shouldn't get engaged then, shouldn't get married then, push it off. The Tana law, Bryce elaborates, Binyan, what's a Binyan that you have to not be a Mamayat? Binyan Shel Simcha, a happy type of Binyan. Natia is Natia Shel Simcha, and a planting is a planting of Simcha. Ezu Binyan Shel Simcha, what is a building of Simcha? Zeh, Abona Beis Chasmus, Ibno. It used to be that when a son got married, the first son, Rashi says, they would build him a house and build a chuppah inside it. So they couldn't do that then. Don't do that then. Ezen etiyah shel simcha. What's a planting of simcha? Zen otea avorniki shel malachim. This is a avorniki tree of malachim, which is a tree that had an amazing type of shade, and they would sit under it, the kings, the princes, and they would get fed all sorts of delicacies. You don't plant that during a time when there's a drought and they haven't been answered. After fasting many times, you have to memayin these things. Before I go to Leviathan, just over here, the Tosis brings the Shita's Rashi. I don't have Rashi here, but it brings the Shita that why is it that Megillas Esther has the ability to push off a Velus? If Hesped was Usher because of the Mishav Simchov, what do you mean? We people are knowing how to read that. Rashi actually comes out that it's not an Isser B'chlal to do Hesped on Purim. The Shita that the Tosis is quoting Mishav Rashi, that he says it's just that we don't do Tachnum. Because it's not a day of Tzara, it's a day of Simcha. So it's not very interesting. Asr Behesped is coming out very lazafka, according to that. And okay, sorry, Chino, about that, how to learn that up. So that's what Tosa seems to learn. Okay, it says the Gemara Vayter. Gufa is always quoting something previously that we said. Chizkiah Karbi Tveri Barbeis Rechamesi. We said, Chizkiah read the Megillah in Tveri on both the 14th and 15th. The Safkaleh Mokavas Chalim Yosef Yeshua Ben Nun, he Elo. He was in question whether Tveri had been walled from the times Yeshua ben Nun or not. Mill said that Tveria was a matter of Tveria truly a question to him. Vaksiv, it says, Ari Mibsar, Atzadim Tsar Vichemis, Hamas, Rekis, Vikineris. Various cities are called Mibsar, Atzadim, which are, I mean, Mibsar is a fortified city. Called fortified, they have walls. The Kaimalon, it names all these cities. Now, these cities from the Pasuk themselves, we might not know where they are, but the Kaimalon, but behold, Rekis is Tveria. The Chazal elaborate in Gemara later on about what these cities are. And we saw Rekis is Tveria. It's being listed as a walled city. There's what we say. Einar time of the Misafka. Here's the reason why he was in question. Mishum dechad gisa shur de yamahavas. One of the sides wasn't a wall. It had a wall around the rest of the sides, the rest of the border of Tveria, but one side is the sea. So one side is the sea. It's not technically a wall. So he had a question, is that making considered a walled city for Megillah or not? Where it says, Yehachemai Misafkali. If that's the case, still why was he in question? Vadai lav chomi. That's certainly not considered a walled city. The Tanya, Brisa says, Asher lo choma. The pasuk we quoted earlier when it comes to bate ari choma, walled cities for the sake of buying them and giving them back after a year, as opposed to a yovel. It says Asher, it has to have a wall. Asher lo choma, it has a wall. The Brisa says we make a deal cover lo shor eager, right? You can't have a shor eager. What's a shor eager? Saviv, pral Tveria shayoma choma sa means not like Tveria, not like Tveria where the sea is one of its walls, right? Now, a shor eager doesn't mean that. Rashi brings it over here. A shor eager is, sorry, one second. A shor eager is when you have a city that doesn't have a wall all the way around. Just it's surrounded by houses that are close to each other, and the outer walls of the houses thereby make a wall for the city. That's a shor eager. over here, I don't know why that is a mute to Tveria, meaning it's the sea, right? So I suppose that means, meaning we never found, maybe it just means the Bryce is elaborating that we never found a city built like that, but we learn out from the fact that you can't have a city with, even with walls that are not technically built as a wall. So Tveria also, it has a wall, but it's a sea. It wasn't built as a wall, it just happens to be the ocean. So maybe that's how the diak is working here. It's not Shor Eger, it's not what Tveria had. So again, so Yasher lo choma is lo shor eager. Saviv, not shor eager around. Prat le Tveria shiyama choma sa. Whereas it's back, any about there, you're right. Chizkiah would have no question about whether it's considered a walled city, the guy with the halacha is about there, yichoma. Give me come safkale, le ini mikr megillah. The only question is why mikr megillah. Why? My prozim. The mikr megillah doesn't say anything about walls in it. It says that the prozim people read on the the 14th, the right? Umay Makaf, what are Prazim? What are Makaf? Don't say walled off, because it has, you know, open cities and walled. Dixiv Gabi Maker Megillah, written by Maker Megillah. Mishum Dahani Miglu, Bahani Lo Miglu, is a difference that these are revealed. The open cities are revealed, and these are not. The walled cities are not revealed. Bahanami Miglia, so Tveria is revealed. From the side of the sea, you can see the city. O Dilma, Mishum Dahani Mignu, Bahani Lo Mignu. Maybe the Chiluk is that these are defended or is protected, the walled cities, and the ones that are not walled are not protected. Bahanami Mignia. So Tveria thereby is protected. If one side is the sea, enemies can't get to you from over there. In that case, it would be like a walled city. Shemach Misafkele. That's why he had a question, and then where Chizkiah read on both days. I think Lamaisa nowadays in Israel, so a lot of people do read on both days in Tveria. Ravasi Kari Megillah Buhutzal Bar Beis Recha Meser. Ravasi would read the Megillah in Hutzal on the 14th and 15th. Masaf Kaleh, he had a question, Rekavas Chomim Yosef Yeshua Benon He, if it was walled or not. Elo, Rekavas Chomim Yosef Yeshua Benon He, Elo, or not. Igadam, some say that's not how it went. Amar Ravasi, Ravasi said different. He said, Hi Hutzal, this city called Hutzal, the base Binyamin, which is in the area of Eretz Yisrael, which belongs to Binyamin, Rekavas Chomim Yosef Yeshua He. He's testifying that it indeed was surrounded by a wall from the times of Yeshua, and therefore it wasn't in question. That's what he would do. Thank you for listening. Mirtz Hashem, we'll continue.